Meet Will and Tom, two seemingly ordinary men, cursed with a gift of vast knowledge that is forever expanding. Possessing incredible insight with unparalleled skills and expertise, let us join them as they embark on a journey to quench their thirst for the truth while answering the questions to life's most intriguing mysteries. Let us open our minds and ask, dude, could you imagine? Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
Grog, hey Grog, look, I finally finished it. I'm going to show the others in the cave later tonight.
What is it?
What do you mean, what is it? It's round.
What does it do?
What does it do? What does, you know, look at it. It's round and can, I don't know, roll around and whatnot.
It's round and it rolls around? I don't know. It seems pretty stupid if you ask me. Everyone is going to laugh at you. In fact, they may even vote you out of the cave.
Really? You think they vote me out of the cave? I can't have that. You know, I'm nothing without this cave. I mean, I'm more of a gatherer than a hunter. I can't even survive outside of the cave. What do I do?
Relax, relax. Look, later when no one is around, we'll destroy it. Problem solved.
Thanks, Grog. You know, maybe this inventing thing really isn't in my wheelhouse.
I would agree.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Tom Case.
And this is Will Stark.
Will, I just want to let everybody know, because this is the last episode before we are going to, before the end of the glass set giveaway.
Indeed.
And so I wanted
the
to remind...
The final episode.
Yeah, I know. The final countdown. I don't know if I'm able to put that song in there.
I think if you keep it less than 8 seconds, it's royalty-free.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever you say, or free use. Fair
yeah,
use.
Yeah, fair use.
One of those words.
So I just wanted to remind everyone that in order to win the DCYI glass set giveaway, all you got to do is share your favorite episode on social media and send us proof to dudecouldyouimagine@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. Or you can share your favorite episode on Twitter specifically with hashtag dudecouldyouimagine.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use the hashtag, you'll automatically be entered to win. I also believe we're entering anyone who has left a review before.
Yes.
Or leaves a review before May 4th. And if you leave a Spotify rating, you're going to have to send us proof because we don't have a way to individually like see who left a rating.
Yeah. So Apple Podcasts and Spotify rating, right?
Well, Apple Podcasts, you're right. Apple there's Podcasts a username. We can make an announcement. But for Spotify ratings, you're going to have to send us a screenshot.
Yeah. And if you use it on, you know, like I said earlier with social media, Twitter is the most easiest way to do that with, you know, hashtag dude, could you imagine?
Indeed.
And if you want to know what the glass set looks like, there are pictures that have been posted on our Instagram, which is dude_could you imagine. So just hurry up and put in your reviews or share your favorite episode, and maybe you will be the one who wins the DCYI glass set giveaway. So let's get right down to it, Will.
All right, back at it again. Let's go.
Grinding the wheel.
It's actually funny that I said that because...
Oh, is that the question we're starting with?
So that's the one we're going to start with.
Okay, I know what question's coming, guys.
And the question is, just for everyone else to know, what if transportation never existed?
Parameters.
and the parameters on that is... Basically, what if the wheel was never invented?
Right.
Not necessarily just the wheel, but the idea of like actual transportation of how we have it today, right?
Okay.
What if none of that?
Okay. Well, okay. You know. My first question immediately goes, okay, maybe the wheel wasn't invented, but what about beasts of burden?
What? Oh, you mean like, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, I...
We just never figured it out. We look at them and we're like, wow, they're really good at carrying stuff.
Yeah, no,
must
see,
be nice.
I know. Like, I could just see some poor Neanderthal or whatever you want, early man, right? Like carrying the biggest like load of his life, like of twigs and rocks or whatever he needs. And then he sees this big beast and he's like, but then never makes the connection.
Just shrugs and keeps walking.
Exactly.
That's too funny.
No, you know what? Because obviously we don't invent those animals. I don't think that would fall in that category.
Okay,
I
think that would be. We did not invent the horse. It's true. Okay, so horses, oxen.
Yeah, oxen,
mules,
camels, things like
llamas.
Things like that I can see.
Things that we historically used in the early days for much of our transportation. Okay. But we never invent the wheel. So there's no carts, there's no wagons, there's no carriages.
Yeah, there would be no, exactly.
We never get to a train or a car. What about boats?
Well, you never get, boats.
But you said we don't invent transportation. So we never sail.
Never sail. Also, too, you never get no combustible engine. You know what I mean? Like,
okay. I mean, we'd essentially just be stuck in the days of early man for a long time. Actually, early man, like pre-Bronze era. Because, like,
that would be.
It means there's a lot more isolation with pockets of humanity, too. I mean, and I'm not just talking about, like, the Americas versus the old world style. Like, number one, the Vikings would never have made it over here. Imperialists would have never made it over here.
Exploration would be halted to a minimum.
Yeah. Everything would be done on foot. And, like, the Silk Road would still be a thing going on.
Yeah.
Because it would be the only way. It's the only way you can do trade between the Far East and Europe would be on foot through the Middle East, through India,
with your
pack mule caravan.
Whatever. Yeah, you know what I mean? before we go any further on this, maybe we should have hired transportation for Fritz because maybe he needs transportation to get here.
I take it you have a deep dive?
I have no. Yeah, I have one.
Okay.
I do. Fritz does not because he's not here.
Yeah. Well, as far as I'm concerned, Fritz does not work for this company anymore. So,
okay, let's go to a deep dive, shall we?
Okay.
Details from the deep.
So I saw some interesting facts about transportation I thought were pretty interesting.
Okay.
So the road network in the United States is the biggest one in the world. I find that interesting because networks that are in like China and India, which are countries that have the most people living in them, mm-hmm. are actually second to the United States. I don't know if you've ever seen those videos, those YouTube videos of people trying to cross the streets on busy highways and stuff like in China or India.
No.
Oh, my God, dude. I don't understand how anyone doesn't. I mean, well, maybe a lot of people do die in car accidents there or something. I don't know.
I have no idea.
But it's ridiculous.
Okay. Like,
one time if you get bored, just YouTube certain things and you'll see people like. You'll just see massive amount of cars making turns and mm-hmm. going, and you'll see a lot of people crossing at the same time. No one stopping for one or the other.
Okay, gotcha.
It's scary. It gives me anxiety. That's what.
Sure.
It
yeah. Absolutely. As for the United States having the largest like road system in the world, that's not that surprising. Because like a lot of the other world utilizes trains, and we really failed to do that.
Yeah.
And also we have. The bustling East Coast and the bustling West Coast, and there needs to be roads between the two to connect the two because you're not really sailing around the continents to get to each other.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? That's right. I never thought about that. You're right about the trains because, like, in Europe, trains are like a big thing there.
Yeah, and not just trains, there's public transportation, mm-hmm. lots of it. On top of that, like, even when it comes to freight, which we do utilize trains a lot here in the US, there is a massive, massive trucker industry in the United States. So again, we need roads for the truckers. I don't know personally what the trucking industry is like in, I don't know, Europe or any of the Asian nations or anywhere else in the world, actually. Mm-hmm. But in America, it's big. And I mean, you probably know I bet you right now, you've never told me, but I would not be surprised if you told me you knew 5 or 6 people who were truckers for a living.
Because
I know like 10.
I do know like maybe 1 or 2.
See, I think everybody knows at least a few truckers for sure. Yeah. It's really that big of an industry here in America. And it's terrible for the environment. And it's a really inefficient way for us to freight shit. But it's welcome to America.
America. So also, the bridge that connects Fort Lee, New Jersey to Manhattan, New York is the George Washington Bridge. And it's the most traveled bridge in the United States.
Okay.
Guess when the first speeding ticket was issued?
In America, right? Or is this in the world?
You know what? It actually doesn't say, but I'm guessing it's America.
It's a United States thing? Okay.
Because a lot of these facts are based in the United States.
When was the first speeding ticket? I don't know when.
1902, and the person was traveling.
Oh, so it was cars.
Yeah, and the person was traveling at 45 miles per hour.
Which would have been shockingly fast.
Yeah.
Like that's a horse at full sprint.
Yeah.
And he's just in a metal machine, much heavier than a lot of the ones we have today, just careening down the road. Yeah.
Excuse me, my good sir. Do you know how fast you were traveling?
Like I'm pretty sure there was like a huge battle back then between horses and cars having to share the road and it being detrimental.
Yeah. I remember because I remember there was also specific laws that started to have to come about for where horses could travel in the road and for where cars could travel in the road.
Exactly. What I mean? And then eventually horses just got pushed out.
Yeah, that's true. I just thought of it in my head. I'm thinking like that was the first world speeding ticket issued. And that was also the first time someone just failed to show up in traffic court. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah. Seriously.
They're like, rip. Forget this.
Yeah, seriously.
Today it would only take a month to drive to the moon. If a modern car drove at an average of 60 miles per hour straight up into the air, it would be at the moon in less than a month.
Nice. Very nice.
This is the last one I found here I thought was kind of cool was the highest mileage on a single car is
guess? Yeah. On a single car?
Mm-hmm.
Is this on a single engine is my question.
It doesn't say, but I'm assuming this is how they're, that's what you'd have to like.
It's based off the engine, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. 3 million miles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
No, I didn't know.
Are you serious? No. Did you look over
no,
here?
No, I guessed. It was a total guess.
It is exactly 3 million miles. Yeah. Not exactly, but like, yes, 3 million miles.
Wow, cool.
That's what it says.
I just went with my heart. It just felt right to me.
No, everyone, Will just knows everything.
No,
okay?
It's not true. Not at all.
The highest mileage on a single car is over 3 million miles.
Okay.
Can you guess what car? What?
Oh, my goodness. 3 million miles, right? So, I think the average vehicle gets about 120,000 miles every 10 years. So, we'll just round that down to 100,000. So, no, that math doesn't check out on that. I'm going to say it's a T-Series.
Oh, no.
What is it?
It was a Volvo.
Oh, right? Shit.
The car is a Volvo made in 1966.
Okay, it's not nearly as old as I was going with.
Yeah, no, yeah, I know. That's why I was like, he might be going way back. Yeah. The owner drives over 100,000 miles each year to visit car shows.
Oh, that's insane. That explains why they got the 3 million. Okay, so hold the phone on this because this is interesting. We've talked a little bit about this on the show already. This is your classic Ship of Theseus situation.
Oh,
how many parts of that engine have been absolutely replaced? Like, is there a single part of that engine that still exists from its 1966 creation?
That is true. Right?
So at what point did that Volvo stop being that Volvo and became a whole new Volvo?
Yeah. Right?
Like that engine hasn't really traveled 3 million miles, has it?
No, because you replaced the parts.
Yeah.
My answer to that, I know it's one of those questions that you're supposed to be like, you know, is it or not? Mm-hmm. It's not. Because it isn't. Because they'd have to be the original parts.
Like, right.
That was the original engine. Right?
Yeah.
Like, but if it's been replaced, this part's been replaced, it's not the same engine.
Then my question is, at what point did it stop being it?
Yeah.
How much of it had to be replaced before you're like, this isn't the same engine anymore?
I know. If it was just like a, you know, one piece that doesn't really have anything to do with the actual, like, motorization of it.
Yeah. I wish I knew more about engines right now so I could name off some parts.
It's weird because I'm definitely not a car guy. Yeah. You know what? Real quick, I know I think I said the last one was the last one, but this is the last one.
Okay,
and it's because of what you brought up.
Okay,
I found it. It says one out of every 7 jobs in the United States is related to transportation.
Okay,
from truck drivers to bus drivers to train operators, the transportation
Uber drivers,
taxi drivers. Yeah, nowadays that too. The transportation industry gives over 14% of workers. Their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be a Uber and Lyft driver.
I
used to do that.
I didn't know that.
After we got off work, I would go and do that.
Wow.
And I'll be honest with you, sometimes it was very, very sketchy.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no,
yeah. I mean, I was like,
absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
But it all depended on what time you did it.
Okay. If we never invented the wheel, if transportation on artificial vehicles never came to be, it would severely limit like communication and trade.
Yeah.
There's a lot of empires that never would arose. Like the Greek Empire would have never happened because the Greeks, like, they cut their teeth on the Mediterranean sea trade. Like, it is what made them such a powerhouse. And they also had an amazingly powerful navy for their time. And that's part of the reason why they were able to fight off the Persians so well.
Yeah.
So, as a matter of fact, yeah, I mean, I don't know that much about Persian empirical history. So, I don't know how much, like, their navy came into play, but most of what I do understand about the Persian Empire is a huge land empire, right? Mm-hmm. And they invaded, you know, across the Middle East and into the Mediterranean. Maybe the Greeks don't win that war. Maybe there's a huge Persian Empire that rules for a very long time. And if that happens, we don't get a Roman Empire because they were hugely influenced by the Greeks, you know. And we don't get a Byzantine Empire. We probably don't get a Roman Catholic Church. There probably isn't a rise of Christianity if there's no Roman Catholic Church.
Because they can't get around it to everywhere else, the other parts
That's
of the world.
That's true. Religion stays super isolated and cultish. The Vikings fail to raid all their neighbors, and Britain's, interestingly enough, a lot of the British culture, the English culture that got destroyed by invaders probably doesn't get as destroyed because people aren't sailing. But then again, there's also a huge isolation from the people on Britannica, if they ever got there, because there's going to be very little to no cross-pollination of culture because everyone on the island's on the island.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow.
That's weird. It's weird to me thinking about how, you know, someone on a piece of, you know, on a constructed, you know, basically constructed pieces of wood with the wind blowing failed to catch that. Like, look at this cloth blowing in the wind.
Like, okay. You know, we could tackle it from that point of view, because if transportation never gets invented, what that really means is we are not smart enough to invent it. If we're not smart enough to invent it, it means that we probably stay in an extremely primitive state. We fail to invent a lot of other
things.
Oh, I never
thought about that.
Like, if we want to, like, go back to the what's the cause, and if the cause isn't, like, for some inexplicable reason we never thought of it, if we actually have to, like, well, why didn't we? Then it has to be because of some sort of intelligence cap.
Yeah.
Like, we're not smart enough.
I'm trying to think about it as of terms of how we got here today. Uh-huh. Like, how we are today if we also still didn't have transportation. Mm-hmm. But you're right. Almost none of this stuff would be invented. Like, if we really didn't get...
If we weren't smart enough to invent a raft.
Yeah, like...
Like, we're fucked.
Yeah, exactly.
But if we play around with the idea of, like, maybe there's just some sort of strange cultural taboo about... No, that'd be weird. I mean, I don't know. There's weirder things.
Okay.
A huge cultural taboo about, like, operating under, what's the word? How am I trying to say this? Like, not using your own strength to get something done, right?
Oh, yeah.
But then that leads to a lot of, most of our inventions are made for that exact reason of, like, we're lazy and we don't want to do a thing, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But if the stigma is, like, if you're using a machine to help you do a thing that's weak, then we're not inventing cool shit.
I can see that, though. I can see that. Like, there could be this whole type of thing of, like, oh, God gave you this body so that you can use your own body to do this and that. Why invincibility? It's like an effrontery to God or something.
Yeah, I could definitely see people believing in dumb shit like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
You know what? But yeah, you're right. So if something like that came about, it's still the same thing.
And for some reason, it pervades all of humanity.
Yeah, you know?
Unanimously.
Yeah, even though they can't spread this word across the oceans because we don't have no transportation.
I'm just picturing this little boy, like hitting, like, a round boulder. Look, Daddy, look at it go. It's like, heathen, kill the boy.
I know.
Oh, God.
It's either that or he has to take his son, like, son, do not ever show anybody.
We do not speak of the rolling.
I know. But Dad, all I want to do is, you know.
Why does he have a British accent?
I don't know.
Okay, but in a world where for some reason we just don't invent transportation, I think cavalry is king. The horse is king. And I think it stays king for forever. Because we're never getting off this planet and we're never exploring the seas. And,
I guess depending though, like, were horses around in other, like, I mean, it would
so
have to be
so horses did not exist in the Americas until the Europeans brought them over.
So I wonder what it would be here.
Well, I mean, the natives were on foot.
They were just always on
Native
foot.
Americans,
there wasn't
I can't speak for every tribe. I'm not, you know, knowledgeable in every single tribe, mm-hmm. But from my understanding, almost all the tribes would have been on foot. I mean, there are legends, especially I think I've read about Navajo runners. Like, if I had prepared ahead of time, I would have had this fact. But I remember reading about these Navajo runners who were legendary because they had these special seeds that they would hold in their mouth, and these seeds had a lot of moisture in them. And so they would run to wherever it was that they were trying to get that was really far away, and they would hold these seeds in their mouth and it would keep them hydrated, and it made it so they could run like extremely long distances in single runs without stopping.
Yeah.
So I mean that's my very limited knowledge of Native American culture, but my understanding is they were mostly on foot.
I wonder too then, like, it, you know, obviously a lot of people, especially on island type areas and stuff. I wonder if, I don't think there would be a way, but I wonder if there would even be the thought of, like, you know, talking about beasts of burden, if there was any big enough beasts of burden in the sea that they would try to, like, can we ride this? Yeah,
you can't ride a dolphin.
I know, there'd be no way.
Can you imagine? Does this count as a vehicle? It does. But I was thinking, like, big, like almost like raft like structures, but then they've tied up like whales to pull them forward, but no, that's a vehicle.
Yeah,
that's a vehicle, that wouldn't work. That's hilarious. I mean, again, in simplest terms, we'd pretty much have never made it past just the nomadic huntsman kind of level of society, I don't think. And even if we did, it would be very landlocked empires.
Some people wouldn't even know some people exist. Others, you know what I mean?
Like, I think the only way, like, a truly, like, flourishing, long-lasting, sprawling civilization really works out is if someone very, very smart gets in control and prioritizes developing long-distance transportation roads that are well-maintained. Like the Romans did. The Romans did do this.
Oh, yeah.
But obviously, they didn't live in a world where the wheel didn't exist. Mm-hmm. But, like, one of the biggest reasons that Rome was so effective at ruling such a large swath of land compared to other empires of their day is they paid a lot of attention to the infrastructure.
Yeah.
And they developed roads.
Like, they maintained
roads and aqueducts and all the other stuff. That kept the fabric of society going. So if someone smart who took over or was in charge of a wealthy and already successful city state, if you will, that could lead to a more sprawling civilization as long as they focus on transportation.
Yeah, dang, that seems so...
That's such a weird
world.
It's
such a thing to think about, like, if certain things weren't invented, it would be so limited. We would be so limited now.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, not just with other, inventions and just objects and stuff, but just our own intelligence.
If we go back to a root cause of it's just because we weren't smart enough. In that case, we would never have even gotten to the point of like agriculture.
Yeah, exactly.
So, that's another thing is, let's talk about agriculture for a second, because a lot of agriculture... doing it on a mass scale is made possible through vehicles. You know, what's the thing called? You get the horse or the ox, you tie it to them, and it tills your land for you.
Oh yeah, I think of the tiller.
Is that a tiller? Yeah, does the tiller get invented? It's technically you don't ride it, but like that's pretty close to a vehicle.
True.
Like, how do you invent that and not realize, like, what if I put wheels on this?
Or, like, what if I stood upon this?
Yeah,
like,
exactly, you know what I mean?
Right? Yeah, exactly.
So, does that not get invented? Like, if agriculture stays in, like, the Bronze Age or the Stone Age, then I don't know how far we get at all.
That has to be, in order for that to work, we would have to block out one major thing of, like, what you brought up, which is the intelligence cap.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't even think would they even invent that then. If we couldn't invent certain things for transportation,
there's a lot of things that are very adjacent to that that it wouldn't make sense for us to make either.
And that also makes my next question, which I wanted to ask earlier, but now now I just answered it. You know, I was going to say, so like if we didn't have all these inventions for transportation, would the invention of an engine occur because of, like, you know, certain engines we make aren't for transportation, they're like motors for some whatever gadget or whatever we're using, a tool, but intelligence cap
conveyor belt,
we wouldn't. I don't think so.
It's just it's difficult to to believe in a world where one could invent, like you could say, like a conveyor belt machine in the distant future, mm-hmm. But at no point were we able to come up with a car or yeah. or even a carriage or a wagon. It's like it's incongruent with what we know as our intelligence level. So, yeah, if humanity was incapable of inventing transportation, it means that we are stuck in unevolved mines,
yeah,
in tribes barely able to use rudimentary tools, and yeah, and that's that, and that's where we stay for the rest of our days.
How limiting.
Until some ultra extinction event, like a meteor coming down, like wipes us out, and Mother Nature tries again.
And it was at that point when the one human on Earth was like, oh, wait a minute. If I would have just...
Can you imagine? That's too funny.
But dude, could you imagine?
Sir, can anybody hear me? Please, hear me. Can you hear me? Can anybody hear me? If you can hear me, this is Fritz Frivolous. I need your help. I'm stuck. Somehow stuck inside the minds of Will and Tom. I need to escape. Please, please support them and their podcast. You can go to patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine or leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Distract them long enough for me to break free. You can even leave a like, comment, or subscribe. Again, don't forget about me, Fritz Frivolous.
I open my mind's eye and peer into the dimensions, looking for those who will speak or give noticeable mention, whether they be new or with us all along. Let me hear all the messages from beyond.
And welcome to Messages from Beyond. So, first and foremost, we got two, mm-hmm. brand new 5-star reviews.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you very much. We really do appreciate it. The first one came away on April 11th of Mariko.
Thank you, Mariko.
Thank you very much. Mariko writes, this is such a fun show to listen to. The what-if questions are great, and the banter between Will and Tom as they work through the scenarios is hilarious. Thank you for that. We really hope that people are listening to this and laughing.
We appreciate it, Mariko.
Easy to listen to and even makes you think a little about how you would handle the situations, which is fun.
That is our goal. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much. And the other one we got was from, I hope I'm saying this right, Mario Sleal. It's just one word, Mario, S-L-E-A-L.
Thank you, Mario.
Yeah, Mario. Thank you, Mario.
Thank you, Mario.
They write, Tom, Will, and Fritz are the best.
Fritz doesn't work here anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I mean, maybe there'll be some like, you know, Fritz sighting here and there. I don't know. But I haven't seen him. He says, Tom, Will, and Fritz are the best. This podcast is my favorite. I really enjoy listening to the various topics involved in this podcast. Thank you very much, Mario. We really do appreciate that. So we actually had a lot of people comment in on our various social medias. one of them I wanted to mention, I just thought it was funny, was on the episode we have about the Mandela effect.
Okay, yeah, I remember that one.
So there's an account called Please Don't Follow Me Home.
Okay.
Right? And they just wrote, Berenstein Bears, the S-T-E-I-N.
Right.
Which is how I remember.
Yeah. That's how I remember it as well.
Yeah. We also had another account on Twitter also mention, this is from Cheerful in the Attic podcast. And this is what they wrote. Same for the same episode, right? The Mandela effect.
Mm-hmm.
I just listened to this episode and it triggered a memory of mine. Third grade.
Oh.
I got in a screaming argument with a classmate because I insisted they were mispronouncing Berenstain because he was saying it Berenstein. A and I don't make an E sound, I shouted indignantly.
They remembered Berenstain.
They remember Berenstain.
And then me, and the other person remember Berenstain.
Yeah.
Just from different universes, bro. I don't
know
how to tell you.
I know, right? Like, that's what it's got to be. And we got an interesting email from Firevol45.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one I believe that they were referring to the episode Attack of the Birds,
uh-huh.
right? And It's entitled World War II Movies. And it says, Will and Tom probably already informed that Bodega Bay is a real town.
I remember reading that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the movie The Birds was filmed there. That actually
really cool.
I know. That kind of makes me want to go there now just to kind of like visit. You know?
I want to find that schoolyard where the ravens attacked all the kids.
Yeah, exactly. And then it happens to you.
Oh, can you imagine?
All right, and now over to our YouTube. So from season 2, episode 15, Alexander the Lion Slayer.
Mm-hmm.
We got Benway 23 says, Christ, I'm almost 50. Not fat, but certainly flabby. If I swung a sword. If I sung a sword.
You sung a sword?
I know. That was such a tongue twister. If I swung a sword, I would probably throw out my back. Perhaps I could last 60 seconds if I was all loaded on opium.
Oh, my gosh.
Interesting as always. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
I take that one to heart. I know what this guy's feeling because I feel like the same way.
Yeah, I mean, I have a ongoing kind of back issue, but I think I could swing a sword and hang in a fight. I think the adrenaline keeps you going too, though.
Probably, yeah.
When your life's on the line, suddenly it's like your body's like, we'll worry about that back situation later.
Yeah, exactly. We had another reply from, it's our friend Haley Marchant. So in my travels through the random corners of the internet, I came across a phenomenon that also happens in Australia called swooping season.
Oh, yes.
This is in regards to season 2, episode 13, Birds of a Feather Attack Together. It apparently runs July through December with its peak in September. Male magpies become territorial over chicks in their nests and will swoop down and attack people.
Oh, gosh.
There are about 4,500 cases reported each year.
Yeah, I've seen some videos, and it's actually really unnerving.
Right? Like,
yeah, these magpies are coming for your ass. Like, yeah. It's horrible.
I feel like I feel like humans are not the top... the top animal in Australia. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like humans weren't really meant to live there because all the dangerous animals.
We still dominated the damn continent. So
yeah, that's true.
I don't tell you.
So for season 2, episode 16, Writing and Smiting, we had Zachariah Scouten say, Will, if you became that god, I would definitely pray that you fix the Aragon movie.
Yeah, I would.
It was so off from the book that the sequels could not be made.
It's true. They're right.
Oh, you know what? There's another one from the same same episode, right? He's actually a friend of mine. Victor Rodriguez wrote in. He said he would be the god of karma or god of weather. I didn't even think about god of weather.
Why weather?
I don't know. He just says he would be the god of karma.
He would be. I thought they were talking about you, because you kind of were the god of karma a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Here, he was saying what he would be.
I was like, why would Tom be the god of weather? But that's cool. God of weather, that's awesome.
I know, right? I didn't even think that didn't even come to my mind. He also wrote in for I asked the question on like what would you miss most if the internet went down for one of our recent episodes, season 2, episode 17. Mm-hmm. The day the internet stood still. Victor wrote, imagine the porn industry. They can jack up the prices because it's not so easily accessible and free.
I mean, the porn industry operated for a very long time without the internet. I think they'd be fine, and I think it would still be pretty easily accessible to the population.
Yeah. Because
it has been since, you know, I don't know, the dark, well, not maybe not the dark ages, but since at least the Renaissance time, people were figuring out ways to make porn. So,
yeah, exactly. I figure, you know, I mean, they're making it for the masses to watch,
yeah,
right?
Now, if he's talking about specifically video, yeah, I'm sure video would be charged up. But quite frankly, I'm not familiar with the porn industry from pre-internet.
Yeah. That's before my day. Really know. Yeah, exactly. I mean,
were videos like that hard to get? Were they like super expensive? Was that a thing?
Are you asking me, Will?
I'm asking you, Tom, because you might know.
Because I know. Like, not only are you calling
me old. What have you heard from the days of yore?
Not only are you calling me old now, but now I'm also a porn addict, and I would know.
I never said those words. I'm saying, what do you know, old man?
I know. Back in the day, they used to have women and men. No, just, I don't know. the way I would figure it is like people. Well, you know what? I guess that's what it is. Anonymity. People don't want to go and show their face into a place and have to buy a physical thing.
I remember when I went to like a video rental place, like they had the quote unquote adult section that kids weren't allowed
behind
in.
The curtain.
Yeah, behind the curtain. So like, yeah, there was workarounds for that. But my point is like, I don't know if things would be priced out because of like their, you know, limited supply or anything like that.
And remember, everybody, we always love to hear from you. So if you have something that you're imagining, please don't be afraid to let us know.
The podcast you have just heard are the imaginings from the highly evolved minds of the extra-dimensional beings, Will and Tom. It has been translated into a format more easily understood by the human mind. Interpret it as you will. Should you find yourself seeking more answers to life's most intriguing mysteries, you can show your support by becoming a Patreon member at patreon.com/dudecouldyouimagine. You can also leave an Apple Podcasts review. You can subscribe to us on Instagram at @dude_couldyouimagine, on Twitter at @DCYImagine, and on our YouTube channel, where you can leave a like and a comment. We can also be reached through our email, dudecouldyouimagine@gmail.com. We leave you now so that you may gather your thoughts until we meet again to ponder the meaning of the cosmos and ask, dude, could you imagine? Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
I'm just picturing this little boy like hitting like a round boulder. Look, Daddy, look at it go. It's like, heathen, yeah. Kill the boy.
Oh, God. It's either that or he has to take his son like, son, do not ever show anybody.
We do not speak of the rolling.
I know. But Dad, all I want to do is, you know.
Why does he have a British accent?
I don't know.